happen.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live, Tee to Green, on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Cozio, along with Jeff Blank, part of our Tee to Green team here, joining us this week. PGA Pro Jeff Minas still on vacation for another week. Good for him. He's been working hard here over the summer, so Jeff will be back with us next week. And, of course, Kevin Sylvester, also part of our Tee to Green team. He's going to be joining us later in the show on the BMW Championship. He's working this week for PGA Tour Live. You can watch him yesterday. I was watching him a little on the feature group feed. He was broadcasting Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler. So lots to talk about with the PGA Tour playoffs. We'll get to that. But where are we this morning? This week, our Tee to Green Tour goes to the Lynx Golf and Tap here in North Tonawanda. We're inside the Remington building and a very, very cool indoor golf facility, simulator, bar, golf and tap, other cool things within the building, which we're going to talk about here over the course of the hour. But we appreciate you being with us here on WGR. Joe Calley producing back in our Amherst studios. Yes, it's a Bills day as well. So we're with you for the next hour till 8, and then Bills pregame going to get rolling after that, just a little bit after 8 o'clock. So a football game today. Jeff, you and I are both going. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good day to take the kids for Kids Day, and it's going to be a gorgeous weather day, too.
Yeah, we're just keeping up the theme this week on Tee to Green here. So we got backups at the Bills game today. You got the backup, Jeff, with you today. So we miss Midas. He'll be back next week.
That's right. Midas, the star of our team in terms of the golf expertise. So you got to bring his expertise here today
with you.
We'll
try to do that.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, just in case maybe Jeff Blank, you don't maybe have heard him obviously quite often. He's our guy on our numbers guy, our social media guy, and also does quite a bit with sports betting with golf. So if make sure you're following him on Twitter and on Instagram at Jeff Blank T2G for his weekly value charts and video preview for the PGA Tour event. So if you'd like to get some action in on the PGA Tour event, Jeff's your guy. You know, you hit Aaron Rye a couple of weeks ago. It was a big win for you.
It was a needed win.
Yeah, a needed win. That's right. But why don't you tell everybody what you do every week?
Yeah.
In terms of like, you know, for us to, again, if you're not following Jeff, again, do so at Jeff Blank T2G, but he posts all these on our social media accounts at T2G Buffalo.
Okay. So we take a lot of the numbers that are out there. So whether it's the shot tracker, things like that. So we take a look at the key metrics for each course that play well each week, and we try to model which players we think will perform well in that particular tournament. So each week I post kind of an odds chart versus performance that'll come out on usually on Tuesdays. Do the videos on Wednesdays with what we call our Blanks Bets of the Week, where I usually pick five golfers, could be top 20, top 10 winners for that specific week, and we kind of justify why we're going that route. So that's posted every week. And then daily bets between Thursday and Sunday. We might look at matchups or low score or bogey free rounds. There's a bunch that we look at. So I've been doing that every week of the PGA Tour calendar since February. So we're coming up on, well, the second last week of the year here.
Excellent. So we'll get into your picks and what do you think about the weekend a little bit later on here. Again, Kevin Sylvester from our team working PGA Tour Live this week. You can watch him on that broadcast. He'll join us at 7:45 as we go full tilt on the PGA Tour playoffs, which is in the second of the 3 weeks. And we'll get some more thoughts on what we've seen so far here coming up. But we are at the Lynx Golf and Tap, their beautiful Remington location. Jeff, this is the first time you've been in here.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's outstanding. Right on the water. It's gorgeous coming in, sunrise. Walking in here, it's massive. A lot of bays here, TrackMan available. Looks like they got a nice little pizza menu as well. I was taking a look at it on the website. So, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, Nick Latempio, the owner, who has joined us in the past. He's a little under the weather this morning, so Nick, if you're listening, we hope that you're getting better. But thanks for your support of the show and your support of everything you do to grow golf in Western New York. Nick's got a great location here. If you haven't been to this location, as Jeff just said, it's right on the canal here, right on the water, right in the heart of the Remington building. And you walk in, there's a bar, and as you said, a cool pizza menu, and then four big TrackMan bays where you can come with your group. And they've got leagues, which I'll get the info for you here coming up in just a little bit. But TrackMan, we know the best in the business, ton of great info that you can get from there.
Oh, absolutely. So if you're interested in getting numbers, this is kind of the place to go. So personally, when I'm coming into a simulator style atmosphere, I'm looking at, again, it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to gain clubhead speed and you've been working on that kind of speed rotation or training, you might want to look at ball speed and things like that. But in terms of metrics of what I'm looking at, Smash Factor is probably my favorite because it really tells you how efficiently you're swinging the golf club. So is your swing on point or is it not on point? And it basically takes, there's actually a formula here. Smash Factor is your ball speed divided by your club speed, and it gives you a factor, basically. So if you're swinging a driver, you want to be somewhere as close as possible to 1.5. That's optimal in terms of efficiency of how you're transferring energy from your swing into the golf ball. So you can get statistics around how, you know, the tour pros, whether it's LPGA, PGA Tour, what their smash factors are. But that's actually a really nice metric to just see how you're swinging it that day, how close to the center of the club face you're hitting it. And you can kind of compare it against, you know, the best in the world or even amateurs at a different level.
One thing that I know, I feel like that has translated over the course for me is that this past winter, you know, Jeff Metis has kind of challenged me to improve my clubhead speed.
Yeah.
And he's like, in the simulator, he's like, go after it, hit it harder.
Yeah.
You know, try to hit it as hard as you can. And I wouldn't say that I'm hitting it at that exact clubhead speed on the course, but I've definitely sped up because I've just trained my body
exactly
through swinging here in the simulator to see that. You can obviously see the clubhead speed. So even though in the simulator, I know I'm swinging harder than maybe I am in the course, I know on the course I'm swinging harder than I did a year ago because I've just kind of trained my body to swing harder. So the hand-eye coordination and all that sort of stuff, it's translated. You know, we know Bryson DeChambeau does a ton with numbers. We you know, love to hear what he has to say about all these sort of things. But I remember, you know, with Jeff working with him December, January, he's like, you know, swing harder, swing as fast as you can. So to see if you can get that clubhead speed up and that sort of thing. And, you know, I think it's definitely translated over the course, even though I might not be thinking about it, just because I've been practicing it so much now, when I get out there, it's translated to the course, which I think has really obviously helped my driver game too.
I've seen you drive it, and you're absolutely crushing it. Now, what I will say with TrackMan, which is beautiful, you can create an account. So every session that you do, you can see past data. So if you're doing something like trying to increase your clubhead speed and your overall swing speed, you can see how you performed 3 months ago versus where you are today. And that's where ball speed kind of comes into it, clubhead speed. Those are different factors you might look at if you're in a kind of a routine or a program trying to increase your clubhead speed. Yep. Where versus, you know, hey, you're going to go out to the course that day, I just want to see how I'm swinging it, how efficiently I'm swinging it. Then you're looking at a different metric maybe, and you might be looking at your launch conditions, you might be looking at your smash factor, things like that. So it all depends on what you're trying to do with your game that day or over a period of time.
Tee to Green live here at the Remington building, the Lynx Golf and Tap. Great spot to bring your buddies. You can bring your kids and get a simulator time. You can sign up at the Lynx Golf. I'm sorry, let me make sure I have this. Yes, the Lynx Golf and Tap. .com is the website, and you can just click on the button that says Book Remington, and you can get right in. If you've never been to this location, it's a great spot. Again, we'll tell you about League Night, how you can get in on that here coming up for the fall and the winter, but real easy to get in on the TrackMans. You can just go and click on the website and click on Book Remington and book a time, and a great spot to come in. So the data we're talking about here that you would get at the Lynx Golf and Tap, it's TrackMan. Again, the best statistical breakdown, I think, of all the simulators from anybody in the golf business, we've said to, you know, the pros use TrackMan. What's a number that maybe people are going to look at? Is it all just driving distance? Is it like, what's a number you think that people are always looking at when they come in here that maybe you would say like, hey, you know, you should be looking here. I know you mentioned the smash factor, but are there numbers on there that you think maybe people are always looking at that maybe, hey, you know what, you should look here. This is gonna be a little more important or things like that. Or I don't know, maybe I might
No, I would
is there
say
a quote overrated stat, you know, that people love to to point at all the time. I mean, look, I mean, in baseball forever, it was batting average. Well, now we know there's all these sort of other statistics for that, OPS, and, you know.
I would say, personal opinion, the most overrated stat, there's probably tied to me. I think club head speed to a point is overrated. And the reason why is, again, if you're not transferring your energy efficiently into the golf ball, it doesn't matter how fast you swing it. If you don't have a good smash factor, you're not going to get the ball speed out of it. So
good point.
It's a little bit overrated. The other part would probably be spin rate, especially when you're hitting driver. Everybody has that in their head. 1,800, 2,000 RPM is your ideal. But it kind of depends, and it's tough when you're in a simulator a little bit, but when you take that out to the course, spin helps you keep things straight. If you're a really low spinning driver of the golf ball, it can be difficult to control. So you might say, hey, I got an optimal 2,000 RPM spin rate, and then you take it to the course and you can't keep it on the fairway. So there might be kind of a balance that you need to take. Yes, it's good to have optimal numbers, you know, as you come out of a driver fitting or whatever. But if you can't take that to the course and control it, how much is it really helping you?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think, too, I mean, what you do in here, too, sometimes can be different. And that's okay. Sometimes you're just coming with some friends and you're going to pick a fun course to play on the simulator here. And, you know, hey, what course do you want to play today? And you're just maybe playing holes and you're having maybe a match with your friends or, you know, you're obviously trying to shoot a good score. Or then there's the practice session, maybe where you come in by yourself and you're really starting to look at some of this data and, you know, you hope obviously you're swinging the same, but people might get down a little bit more serious. Try some new things maybe when you're by yourself. I think that's the thing too. Another thing that I try to like to do is I'll select the practice range on the TrackMan and just select 150.
Yep.
And I'll try to hit like four different clubs and all different shots, you know, to that. Like, okay, I'll hit a 9-iron there. Okay, now I'll hit an 8. Now I'll hit a 7. Now I'll even try to hit a 6 and pretend, you know, like, okay, what do I got to do to get a 6-iron there? Even though I know my full 6 is going to go too far for a 150. How can I get it there? You know, and changing your ball flight, changing your different, you know, your backswing, follow through, all these sort of things, I think is what has helped me too, because sometimes your trajectory may have to change. Hey, are there some limbs in the way? You know, maybe your drive has veered off a little, unfortunately, and you've got to deal with some trees. Well, I'm 150 out, but I can't hit my 9 because of this tree that's, you know, 20 yards in front of me, but I can maybe hit a lower 6-iron.
Yeah.
How do you do it that way? How do you bump it up? Or maybe the wind is super severe and you've got to take an extra club or two for a yardage that maybe isn't that. How do you flight it maybe a little lower? All these sort of things, the abbreviated follow through. Yep. There's all these sorts of things you can practice. So that's a drill that I like to do coming in with the TrackMan too. And I'm maybe working on controlling my distance, but also maybe using different clubs to do it. It always doesn't have to be the exact same club that you hit. Whatever you hit 150 doesn't always have to be the same club every single time.
I think that's fantastic advice because it's something you can take to the course, right? And confidence is huge in the game of golf. So you're gonna be at the course, you're 150 away. You might have an obstacle in your way. You have that memory now, a little bit of muscle memory to say, hey, I can hit a 6-iron if I do this, and you can actually perform it on the course. You go out to the course, you don't have that memory. You don't have that confidence. You're not going to probably pull off the shot. So I think that's actually a great piece of advice.
Again, if you want to get yourself a tee time, here at the Lynx Golf and Tap at the Remington Building, thelynxgolfandtap.com is the website. They will have some leagues coming up. That's always fun to get into. If you're maybe in a men's league now, ladies league, junior league, senior league, whatever you're in right now, on the golf course you normally play or that you belong to, those are obviously fun. However, it's tough to do it in the winter. So a place like this, an awesome place to come and hang out and get started on that. They've got four different days here that you can get in on a league, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. But if you want to get your league set up in here, which is a great spot to do, they've got TVs, they've got the bar, they've got the food. So it, you know, it makes it a really, really nice experience. Again, go to the website, thelynxgolfandtap.com. They have a tab that says League Night Sign Up. You can go right there and get in on that. And four different nights to get your group in here.
I got to pitch something here, all right? So fantasy football drafts are well in swing. I don't know if you've done any yet. I got mine actually next week. But I'm thinking maybe a good format here is you book a night, you book a time here at the Lynx Golf and Tap, bring your 10, 12 people. Do a little closest to the pin on the simulator to determine your draft order. What do you think?
I like it. Yeah.
It'd be fun.
There's a whole bunch of different ways people have done that. Yep. Do the draft order.
And then you can do the draft here.
Right here.
Order some pizzas, play some golf, take a little break.
Hit some shots while, you know, in between picks and things like that. I think that's a great idea. You know, good opportunity.
Like
the draft order is so unique. I saw Field Yates, who does a lot of fantasy football on ESPN. Did you see he injured himself?
Yes. Did he separate his shoulder?
Yeah.
They
were determining the draft order. I don't know how they were actually doing it, but he was on the beach.
I saw a video.
And he tackled it was like a, you know,
inflatable
thing. Yeah. And they were determining draft order that way, apparently. And after he tackled, he hurt his shoulder, and they got it on video. And
were they nice and gave him whatever he wanted after that?
I don't know. But, man, that's
tough way to
a little safer. Come in here and have the closest
safer
to the pin competition. You don't have to do that.
A little safer.
Yeah, I like that idea. Have your fantasy draft here. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, if you want to get in on the leagues, those start in December. They've got four different options, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Again, the links, golfandtap.com.
Yeah, don't forget that there's also a link in there for membership as well.
Yep.
So there's a lot of different links in here. You can check out membership league night. So
you want to host an event here, like we said, a fantasy draft, but maybe you've got a party that you want to have, a corporate outing, something like that, where you can come in, you know, team bonding activities with work. You can set it up here. You can contact Nick Latempio here, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap, again, through the website. Feel free to contact him there. So we'll have more information again throughout the show. But it's a big week in the PGA Tour, Jeff, because we're in week two of the three-week playoffs, and they're down to 50. They went from 70 to 50. It was a huge deal to get inside into this event, not only, of course, to get in on the money and the winnings and the chance to maybe advance to the final tour championship event, the final 30, but the top 50 now next year get invites to all the elevated events.
Yeah.
So that's huge for some of these players, including a guy like Nick Dunlop, who's probably a shoe-in to win Rookie of the Year.
Sure.
He's won twice, once as an amateur,
once as a pro.
Yep. And he got in. He had to par his last hole last week just to get in under the numbers. So there's like the storylines of who's winning, and then there's the storylines of this week of who's going to be inside the top 30. I know Justin Thomas yesterday, I was watching him. He was like 29, then he was 31, then he was 29, then he was 30. And, you know, as you're watching the broadcast, the number is up on the screen there with the guy's name and his score. So that's going to be another – there's like kind of two different leaderboards to actually follow this week when you're watching.
Yeah, and then it goes into next week, the Tour Championship, where they're going to have basically starting strokes that get applied. So
the leader this week of whoever's the leader in points, and it's still, you know, mathematically, Scottie Scheffler still may be the leader, even though he's not having his best week this week. But whoever is the leader in points, and again, I think it'll be Scheffler.
Yeah,
he'll be minus 10 to start the tournament.
Yep,
and then whoever,
lead.
Yeah, and then whoever's in second, again, trending towards Shoffley.
Yep,
he'll be at minus 8. And then it's going to go down to the group, the guys that are like 28, 29, 30. They'll be even. So they'll have some work to do.
Do you like the format? Scotty was complaining a little bit about it. I have my opinion, but I want to hear yours.
So I know he had said that, look, he goes, this is supposed to be a season-long race. And they used to have it where it was more of a season-long race, where there would be the Tour Championship as the final event. But you'd have whoever was winning in points at the end would be the FedEx Cup champion. But then you also had somebody actually win the tournament. That might not be the same guy that actually wins the season-long event. And I don't think the Tour loved that, because there was kind of like two different celebrations. In some ways, it almost maybe was confusing to fans. Like, hey, this is our Super Bowl. This is our last event. This is our top 30 players. The winner of this doesn't win the season-long race. So I think the Tour tried to say, look, let's just make it one winner here. And that's why they went with this format. Now, do I think ultimately a two-shot difference between maybe what Scheffler has on Xander Schauffele going into next week, is that a really a true reward for what the point gap might be? It's not. I mean, a two-stroke difference could be one bad drive, and that's made up for right there. If Scheffler hits one bad drive, takes a double bogey, well, okay. Your quote season long, he could literally have won every single tournament he entered. Scheffler, he could be perfect 15 for 15. Let's say he won 15 tournaments this year.
he's still next week. The most he can go into with it is with a two-shot lead.
Yeah.
And then he could not be the FedEx Cup champion. So I understand that piece. However, name another sport other than maybe Premier League in soccer where, hey, if you're the best all year in the regular season, well, you're the champ. There is no playoffs there. You know, when
right.
when it's clinched and you're the champ. You could argue that that's good, that's bad. But in all the other pro major sports, team sports that we watch in the United States, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the team with the best regular season doesn't always raise the Stanley Cup or raise the Vince Lombardi Trophy or win the NBA title. We saw that. I mean, maybe the best example of that is the Patriots, who were 19-0, you know, 16-0 in the regular season, 3-0 in the playoffs, and then they lose to Eli Manning and the Giants.
Not only Eli Manning and the Giants, but they were, what, a wild card team?
Yeah.
And I can't even remember their record, 9-7 at the time. I mean, it wasn't great.
Right. So they definitely, on paper, didn't have the, quote, best regular season. So I understand Scheffler's point. However, let's face it, sports now is made for entertainment, for TV.
Yeah.
For fan interaction, they didn't want two leaderboards. They didn't want that. Well, here's the season long points, and you know here's where they are in the tournament. Like they wanted one champ. So I understand why they did it. Also, I mean, okay, could it fluctuate every year? Let's say Scheffler. I'll just throw out an arbitrary number. Let's say Scheffler's lead this year is 1,000 points in the FedEx Cup. Well, okay, that's. I guess if you said where would I change it, maybe I would do this. I would say, look, if here's your lead. This is what it equates to in terms of the shot lead going into the final event. If your lead's only 200 points, well, you're going to get a one-shot advantage. If your lead's 1,000 points, we'll give you a five-stroke advantage. Now, maybe they'll say, well, that could be boring. It could be a runaway.
Yep.
So, again, going back to the previous point, it's all about entertainment. It's all about fan engagement. They don't want Scheffler winning by 13 shots because no one's going to watch on Sunday then.
Yep.
So they want it to be tight. But they have to reward something. So, I guess I won't sit here on the radio and complain about it because I don't have, while I might not say it's perfect, I don't have the answer to change it right now. So I guess I'll say maybe this is the best we have. It's better than maybe what it was, I guess, is my ultimate long-winded answer here.
Yeah, I actually like it the way it is. Like you said, I don't think anything's going to be perfect. I think if you want to create some real drama, I think you incorporate a couple different things. Maybe the top finisher in the regular season, we go into a match play format. And the top player maybe gets two byes and you kind of whittle down. Or you do something like you hear about in different sports. I think Jeremy White's big on this. But you pick your opponent. So Scotty picks who he's going to face in the first round of the match play. And it makes it really interesting. You could do almost a little bit of a draft there, too. So they could make it more entertaining. I don't think the players would like that. But that would be interesting.
And here's a way to appease golfers. Because right now, let's face it, money talks with golf, professional golf, as much as it as ever has. We know with the introduction of LIV, a lot of it is money. And it's a huge $15 million prize. You could say, look, $5 million goes to the regular season champ.
Yep.
So Scheffler, look, you've had an amazing season. You are first in points at the end of the regular season. You get five.
Yep.
Or you could pay out the top five or the top three. Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in terms of million. There you go. And now there's also a postseason pot.
Yeah. Or it's like the President's Cup. Their President's Trophy in NHL.
So. Yeah. You can get something to reward for the regular
something.
Season. I think I would be open to that. Reward your regular season. Excuse me. You can still have an off week in the playoffs, and that could obviously derail. But that can happen, you know, let's face it, you know, if we mentioned it with the Patriots. They lost.
They lost,
The best team doesn't always necessarily... I mean, look at the NHL. It's very difficult for the best team in the regular season to go through and win four rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's why it's a grueling playoffs. You could argue that's good or that's bad. You know, some people like it. I want the regular season to have a little bit more meaning in sports. So I want, like, home court advantage, home ice advantage. These things don't seem to have as much impact as maybe it did years ago for a variety of reasons. So the regular season, to me, it in almost all playoffs now, I would just say, like, get in, you know, that sort of thing.
And then everybody has a chance. Yeah, I kind of agree with
that. So now in golf, you get in. Hey, if you're in the top 30, but if you're sitting in 26th through 30th and you're starting at even, well, you got to make up 10 strokes
That's
to ultimately catch Scheffler. Mm-hmm. You only have to make up 8 to maybe catch Schauffele or seven or six to some of these other guys. So I guess right now it's pretty good. And it's still the differential in the strokes, it's close enough to the point where the guy that's going in first, it's not a guarantee that he's going to win. And that happen last year. We know Hovland came back and won the last two events and was outstanding.
Yeah, and an interesting one this week, I think it was yesterday, Hideki Matsuyama, who won last week's event, withdrew. So he has a back problem. I think they had to start and stop, and he ended up withdrawing. And there's a little strategy there. I'm not saying he's using strategy because of the injury, but he can really only drop one spot in the standings heading into next week. So it was probably a little bit of strategy to say, hey, I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to push this injury. I'm only going to be dropping one spot. Maybe it equates to one stroke heading into the Tour Championship. But that was kind of interesting, surprising coming out of yesterday.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our first break here from the Lynx Golf and Tap. Again, if you want to get in on League Night coming up for the upcoming fall and winter, you can do so on their website, or you can just sign up for a simulator time. The Lynx Golf and Tap .com is the website. All right, when we come back, we'll get our West New York PGA tip of the week. We'll, of course, fire around our look at the PGA Tour leaderboard, LPGA Tour, Champions Tour, all going on. And another big debate this week on the PGA Tour was Player of the Year. Two obvious candidates. So we'll break down the pros and cons of whether it should be Scotty Scheffler or Xander Schauffele here as we roll on from the Lynx Golf and Tap inside the Remington building along with Jeff Blank. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More Tee to Green coming up from the Lynx Golf and Tap right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag. Perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
7:30 is the time. We welcome you back to the Lynx Golf and Tap here in North Tonawanda at the Remington Building. Brian Colzio along with Jeff Blank. Jeff Metis on vacation this week. We'll get Kevin Sylvester in. He's working for the BMW Championship at 7:45. And also, we're excited. We're going to have Anthony DeLisanti coming up in a few minutes here. Anthony, great, great amateur local player here. He works quite a bit here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. So Anthony's going to tell us how his summer's going and maybe some of the stuff he looks at when he's working on the Sims here. So we'll have that coming up in about 5 minutes. But it is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. If you want to get your kid involved, you want to sign up for golf, you want to get in some fall events, WNYPGA.com is the website. Or if you, you know, you want to reach out to get a lesson from your local PGA pro, hey, if you, you know, we obviously would love you to go see Jeff Metis, but if that's not the case, or maybe you live a little farther away from the Buffalo area, you can go to WNYPGA.com, type in your zip code, gives you a list of the golf pros that are right in your area. So great chance to, if you're looking to get a lesson. That's also, by the way, a nice holiday gift to give somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Give them a lesson. So,
especially in the winter.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so our tip of the week. We'll talk a little bit about short game. Reason I bring it up, I have been working quite a bit with my son about decision-making around the green. He played, I know you guys mentioned it last week. Thank you, by the way. I'm very proud, obviously, as a parent, as we all are of our kids, but he played in the New York State Championship at Green Lake State Park, which is a really, really cool spot, by the way, in Syracuse, in the 14U Championships, and finished 20th. So I was very happy for that. He had a nice outing. But anyway, we've been really working on decision-making around the green with him. Because he has good hands, he likes to hit flop shots almost all the time.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson.
He's 14. Yeah. I understand that. I'm his father. I also understand that, you know, a 14-year-old boy, when dad's telling him what to do, I understand that piece of it as well. I'm fully aware. So, you know, as any parent of a teenager knows, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
However, you know, we are kind of going, you know, we talk about it like percentage-wise, like, hey, what do you think's the best shot to hit here? He loves to chip a lot more than I like to, you know, than I would say putt. Sometimes he's, you know, maybe 3 feet into the fringe. He wants to chip that. I say, hey, why don't you putt it here? Like, you know, so we have all these discussions. But short game, watching some of the pros yesterday at the BMW Championship, they've got a lot of runoff areas around the green, you know, and I'm listening to the coverage. And, you know, some of the commentators are talking about, hey, he's got a lot of options here. He could bump something into the green. He could hit it high. He could putt, like all these sort of things. So I guess I'll ask you, Jeff, what are some of your strategies when you're greenside and, you know, maybe you're just a few yards off the green? Do you have a go-to shot you like to? Do you have a go-to club you like to use?
Well,
or what goes into your decision?
Yeah, I always start with equipment. You know me, the equipment guy.
Of course,
so
yes.
Something actually recently I did is I've taken the 60-degree out of the bag and gone to a 58. So something personally that I found is I was kind of flopping it too much and coming up short. So make sure you have, you know, proper clubs around the green if you want 56, 58, 54, whatever that might be. Then, strategy-wise, what I'm looking at is, obviously, you kind of mentioned, where is the pin relative to where you are? Is it, you know, really short? You don't have a whole lot of green. And then it becomes, to me, ball position. So if I have a short-sided and I need something to kind of go high in the air and maybe stop quick, I'm playing it a little bit further up in my stance. I'm opening the club face to expose the bounce. And then, you know, kind of hitting a little outside to in. Letting the ball kind of, the club, you know, lift the ball up in the air and then stop quickly. Now, if I'm dealing with, you know, whatever it might be, 15, 10 yards of green and I have the ability to run out, I might take a lower lofted club, play it further back in my stance, even, you know, further back of my back foot, where I'm hitting a descending blow. And what that does is it's going to allow the ball to kind of run out towards the flag. So in addition to that, I'm looking at kind of where I am. If I'm in the rough, you know, which direction is the grass going? If it's going towards the hole, it's a little easier of a shot. If it's coming against you, it might grab the club a little bit, so you might have to change, you know, the angle of attack and where you position the ball as well. You might need to play more of a blast shot, almost like a bunker, if it's heavy into you. So you need to know your lie. You need to know where the pin is relative to where you are. And as Jeff Metis would always say, bounce is your friend. Don't be afraid to open the club face. You won't dig into the ground or hit it fat if you're able to expose the bounce.
Using the green when you have the ability to is also something that I bring up with him quite a bit. Like I tell him all the time, like, hey, but if you're 10 yards off the green, but you got to hit over a bunker, like, go ahead, yeah, hit your flop shot.
Play it up front. Yep.
But then I tell, like, look, here, there is zero danger. You have 10 yards of green to work with here. And if you want to chip versus putt, okay, maybe that's just what your comfort level is here. But use the green.
Yeah.
Then that's something, again, you know, it could be just he's definitely, and I will say this, he's a positive thinker. He's like, Dad, I know I can hit the shot. And I'm always thinking of the, yes, but I said, I'm trying to take the bad shot away here. Yep. I said, if you hit 100 of these, your 10 bad shots, I think, are still going to be worse than your 10 bad putts.
Yep.
So I'm trying to take that out of it. But he's always thinking of, hey, I know I can make this, the kind of thing, you know. But I want him to use the green a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I think that would probably be, I think, a good piece of advice for all of us sometimes, too, especially if you are a person that likes to use a little bit more loft and height around the green, is when you have the ability to use the green, use it. I think it's just a higher percentage shot 100%. Over the long haul.
Over the long haul, for sure. And that goes into club selection as well. You know, how... where you want to start it, I guess, and wind as well. Like, if you're strong into the wind, you can either play a bump shot or you got to carry it further because you're going to get a little bit more spin there. But two things that I would also recommend: keep the club handle forward. You know, don't try scooping the ball up. Always try to keep the club handle forward, both on takeaway and through. And then make sure you turn your torso through the ball so you're kind of facing the pin afterwards, and you'll make good contact at that point.
Yep. All right, good advice there. Our tip of the week brought to you by the Western Europe PGA. All right, we'll get another tip here from a great local player, Anthony DeLisante, who's been playing in some great amateur tournaments all summer long here, joins us now on the line. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are we doing this morning?
We're great. Thanks for coming on here. Brian Colziel, Jeff Blank, we're here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. And Anthony, I know you've got a connection with the Lynx Golf and Tap, which we'll get to in a minute, but I know you've coming off of playing in some big-time amateur events this summer, including just the U.S. Amateur Tournament. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, appreciate it. It was a pretty cool experience again, playing it second year now this year. And Hazeltine was unbelievable. And the history of that place is obviously pretty well known. The Ryder Cup's going back in 2029, I think. It was a pretty cool experience. Didn't play my best out there. I had a good chance to go low on the co-host course at Chaska Town Course, but I just had a tough day at Hazeltine and it knocked me around a little bit. So it was still pretty cool to compete at an event like that, and it just feels like a major championship. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw you had a good day. So that 70 in day one, that was at the other course. That wasn't at Hazeltine.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, Chaska Town Course is the co-host. Just didn't putt it great. Had a bunch of good looks and couldn't get anything to go in. And then Hazeltine was just a battle out there. So yep.
What would you say was the most difficult aspect of Hazeltine? Just actually being able to play it.
Yeah, it's honestly a pretty fair golf course. The rough is just, I mean, if you hit it in the rough, it's US Open length rough, you know, so it's very penalizing to, you know, you miss the fairway by a yard, and there's times where you can't even see the golf ball. You just got to hack it out and hopefully leave yourself in a good spot to get it up and down. Just in general, it's just very demanding. Like any USGA championship, you just got to be on your A game. You can't kind of sneak your way around it. So, it's obviously just a great test to see where your game's at. And you learn a lot, whether you play well or don't play well. So, yep.
Yeah. Anthony DeLisante with us here. Great amateur player here. Local connections, of course, from Western New York. DeLisante family, big time golfers. Tyler, I know a cousin of yours is going off to, we had him on earlier this year when we previewed the International Junior Masters. He's off to Army. I know your younger brother, RJ, is Mercyhurst, correct? That's where he's going?
Yep.
And right. Then, and you finished what? It was your junior year at Valpo just this past year?
Correct. Yep. Just started classes for the senior year on Wednesday. So back at it for one more year.
Excellent. What was the highlight of the summer for you? Was it playing in the U.S. Amateur, or did you have some other event that was most memorable for you?
I think just getting a win at the Northeast Am this year was pretty cool. It was just a very, very strong kind of, you know, local type event out in Providence, Rhode Island. And getting that win was super special, and basically playing against, you know, a U.S. Amateur type field. A bunch of guys that played in the USAM were out at the Northeast. So, yeah, it was just a really cool experience. Just winning a pretty big one for the first time. So
that's awesome.
The highlight. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. I remember we mentioned it on the show that week when you won. That was really, really cool. So does that win? I mean, I guess the USAM is the biggest event you can get into, right, in terms of the amateur schedule. Like, does that win get you in anywhere else, or is that just kind of improve your overall ranking in the world in terms of your amateur ranking? Yeah,
definitely helps all around the board. It helped me finish third in the Elite Amateur Golf Series, which will hopefully out here shortly if I can get a sponsor's exemption into a Corn Ferry event, or possibly just a small PGA Tour event like Puerto Rico Open, Bermuda Championship. Those wraparound events and over the winter, but we'll see. It definitely helps the cause for sure. So we'll find out soon. But
that's awesome.
It definitely all of this summer would not have been possible without, you know, Nick at the links, who's supported me the last 2 or 3 years. He's been unbelievable to me, and has allowed me to practice over the winter at his locations in Niagara Falls and NT there. So he's definitely a huge part of it, and that's definitely why I wanted to jump on this morning and give my thanks to Nick for sure. So
we said it to start the show. Nick does a great job, you know, doing kind of like what we do at the radio show. We want to promote golf all across Western New York and all the great things, including highlight players like yourself that represent golf for us here in Western New York so well. So when you come in to the links here and hit, what numbers are you looking at? We were talking about a little to start the show. Jeff was saying, hey, I like to look at these. What numbers on the screen are you focused in on?
Yeah, totally. That's a great question. The TrackMan can definitely it can definitely get in your head a little bit, because there's a lot to look at. That's for sure.
There is.
No, it's a really cool tool to be able to use over the winter. I think for me, and I'm on it a lot over the winter, because it's really, I mean, I think it's the best piece of equipment you can use over the winter to really keep your swing tuned in. Really, my main thing that I'm looking at is club path, face angle, and swing direction. I think those are the three most important things that go into the golf swing. They're harder to measure outside because, you know, the targets outside get a little tighter compared to inside. But I think those are, especially face angle, because that determines where the ball is going, you know. So that's, I think face angle is definitely number one. And then your club path obviously correlates to your face angle, depending on, you know, how inside to out it is or out to in it is. So those are the two definitely most important pieces of information that the TrackMan give you, and it's really cool to be able to practice on that consistently, and you know, it's definitely helped me a lot over the winter for sure.
So are you trying to, when you talk about the swing path and the angle, are you trying to get to 0-0? Is that like your goal, or are you trying to map, you know, based on I'm an inside out swinger, I want to be here versus the face angle?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, obviously, for a baseline, I think trying to get to zeros is really good. But you know, once you move up a couple levels, you'll figure out that straight golf shots aren't necessarily the right ones. You know, you have to curve the ball to kind of open up some angles and basically make your dispersion a little tighter, in my opinion. If you're trying to hit a straight shot at a middle pin, you're more than likely to miss the green because you could miss it. You could actually have a smaller miss, and it ends up missing the green. So for me, you know, trying to hit, if you give yourself a straight fairway and you try and hit a dead straight drive down the middle, it makes it a lot more difficult. If you have a shot that starts up the left edge of the fairway and you know it's not going to miss left, you have plenty of room to hit the fairway. If you start one up the right edge of the fairway and you know it's not going to miss right with a draw, that opens up the entire fairway. So definitely being able to curve the ball is a good tool, and Trackman helps you do that for sure. So, yeah.
No, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, people can come in. You can check your numbers here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. Again, you know, you might see Anthony Hitton while you're in here. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely.
You'll be here in the winter hitting again?
True. I will definitely be out there as much as I can once I'm home for Thanksgiving and Christmas break. I'm right to the Lynx. So,
awesome. Yep. Well, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the kind words for Nick. We echo that as well for what he does for golf here in Western New York. And good luck with your fall season. Thanks for jumping on for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for representing Western New York so well, too. Awesome. All right. Anthony DeLisanti there. Great local amateur player. And him and his family just, I think, represent golf so well here. So, yeah, you might see Anthony here banging balls in the holiday time here.
That was great feedback, too.
Yeah, love it. All right, good interview there. And we'll get another one coming up next. Kevin Sylvester, part of our TD Green team, working for PGA Tour Live this week. He's covering the BMW Championship. We'll see what's going on with the best men in the world at the second round of the playoffs after this time out here as we step aside from the Lynx Golf and Tap, along with Jeff Blank. I'm Brian Colziel. Joe Calley producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green. More coming up from the Lynx Golf and Tap here inside the Remington building on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and Saab Putt Lamp Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back at the Lynx Golf and Tap here inside the Remington Building in North Tonawanda, along with Jeff Blank, I'm Brian Colziel. It's time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard. It is the second week of the three of the FedEx Cup playoffs, the BMW Championship out in Colorado. And how about Adam Scott yesterday, firing a 63? He's got a three-shot lead going into the weekend over Keegan Bradley. Scott is at 13-under. Bradley is at 10-under par. Ludvig Elberg is four back. He's at -9. Some of the other names of note, as we look down the leaderboard, Colin Morikawa, Will Zalatoris are tied for 10th. They are at -4. Rory McIlroy is at -3. Xander Schauffele is at -2. Scottie Scheffler is at -1. Kevin Sylvester will join us in just one moment to break this down a little bit more.
All right, LPGA Tour Leaderboard. They got a major this event this week. I do want to mention it's brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. I got to rep the Ignite Elevate Disc Spikeless Golf Shoes that I'm repping right now. They're laceless, so you can kind of turn the disc and, yeah, and tighten the shoes. They're fantastic shoes. So anyways, we are at St. Andrews for the AIG Women's
Great
Open.
Spot.
Great spot. I mean, find a better spot.
Right.
We got Nelly Korda leading at -8. She's got a three-stroke lead over Lilia Vu, who's defending champion, as well as Charlie Hull. So they're actually on the golf course now, not the leaders, but obviously being in Scotland, the golf has begun.
Yeah, Korda going for just an incredible season here to finish off. All right, let's go to the Champions Tour port now. Brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. The Ally Challenge happening this week. KJ Choi, your leader here through one round of the three-round event. He leads Rod Pampling and Brett Quigley and David Branshaw and Stuart Sink all by one. He's at -6. Those group at -5. And then a host of golfers, five more, are at -4. So there's your look at the Champions Tour. All right, for more on the BMW Championship PGA Tour, bring in Kevin Sylvester, who's working this week for PGA Tour Live. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, fellas.
How are you?
I'm great. Great. You know, it's been an interesting couple rounds at Castle Pines.
Yes, and let's start with Adam Scott, who I would say, Kevin, is not necessarily known for being an incredible putter, but Jeff, what's the stat with Adam Scott coming in this week?
He's gaining 3.5 strokes gained on an average between the two rounds, and the next closest is a little over 1.5. So he's absolutely dominating the field and putting.
Well, yesterday it was 7. It was 7 strokes.
Wow.
On the field. That's Cantlay-esque from
yes.
2022 yeah. at Caves Valley. So, you know, if you've watched him all year long, though, he's putted really well. Just the stroke looks great with that lab putter, the long putter. Every putt has just been pure. Even if they weren't going in, they're just good putts. and, you know, maybe just a little adjustment in reading the greens. You know, he does have a slight advantage. He's one of two players that have played Castle Pines before. He actually made his PGA Tour debut here way back at the International. He and Jason Day, the only two have played the golf course. Didn't work out so well for Jason Day, but for Adam Scott, who's, yeah, you know, just been an incredible ball striker his entire career, you know, he have a hot putting week, which he's having. Look out.
And the names at the top of the leaderboard, Kevin, are not the guys at the top of the FedEx Cup points, which adds some interesting storylines going into the weekend, because these names like Scott and Bradley and Norin and Pendrith, like, these were guys that maybe needed an incredible week to get themselves into the final 30 for next week's Tour Championship. Well, they're halfway home, so we could have some guys really shoot up in the points.
Well, two things there. You're correct. It's do or die for those players, right? Their season ends if they don't advance and have a great finish this week inside the top 30. Second, and we are halfway home. So there still is 36 holes of golf to play. Any tour player will tell you they're only halfway there. So there's certainly a long way to go with that. You know, it's interesting. We're working marquee group coverage, and we've had McIlroy and Clark and Scotty Scheffler and Xander Schauffele. And first of all, Scheffler is dealing with stiff back in round one. Felt he'd be okay. Things just looked off. And his feel is a little off because of it. And you need feel when you're playing mountain golf with the altitude and trying to factor. It's not an exact science. It's not like, you know, the old adage, it's uphill at a club, you know, club up one. I mean, it's a little, right, little more precise that they need to do that. So he's been off there. We saw Matsuyama actually withdraw yesterday due to lower back pain, which I'm hoping just an abundance of caution for him. I mean, you could argue no one's playing better in the world right now. Bronze medal, and he won last week at the FedEx St. Jude. So might be just a cautionary thing because he's into the Tour Championship in a great spot. And I do want to mention, did you guys see the scorecard of Wyndham Clark from the first round?
Yes. Yes,
yes,
I did.
The back nine, for folks who did not see it, the back nine, he did not record a 4 or a 5 on the scorecard. There was 1, 2, 4 threes, 4 sixes.
Oh, my goodness. What a roller coaster.
Incredible. Wow. He shot even par. It was the most incredible round of even par I've seen. He put 3 balls in the water and somehow got it back to even.
Wait, that's not how you normally shoot par?
6-3-3-3-6-6-2-6-3. Wow.
Unbelievable.
For a 38.
For a 38. Just your typical 38.
Jeez. Wild. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. Let's finish with the guys at the top of the point standings. You mentioned Scheffler and Schauffele. They obviously maybe not where they want to be in the leaderboard. I don't know how much pressure they're feeling. They're still mathematically going to be sitting in a great spot going into next week anyway.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's just, you start with strokes, right? So if Scotty Scheffler stays there, he'll start at 10 under, then it's 8 under. So it's a 2-shot lead, essentially. It's not that old thing where they had the formula and we're down to tenths of points. They simplified it, which I kind of like, because any player who makes it there has a chance to win the golf tournament and hence win the FedEx Cup. By the way, if you don't watch coverage on PGA Tour Live, here's a reason to on ESPN Plus, besides me working there with Matt Every and Andres Gonzalez. It's a great conversation we have, but we pick up the conversations on the golf course. So you watch network coverage, they, you know, cut shot to shot, but we had conversations yesterday on the par 5 14th of Scheffler and Ted Scott talking about 3-wood or 3-iron. Think about that. That's the gap in his bag. It's either 3-wood or 3-iron. That's a significant gap for a tour player. And the other conversation we captured while Rory McIlroy and Wyndham Clark were waiting on the same tee, they were talking about the redesign of East Lake and how it compares to Oak Hill because the same fellow went and redid both.
Oh, interesting.
Awesome. Yeah, really good insight there. You can watch Kevin today on PGA Tour Live. Kevin, are you going to be on the marquee groups again, or where can they listen and hear you?
Marquee groups again, and we'll be covering Adam Hadwin and Scotty Scheffler early today. They tee off 10:55 Eastern.
Cool. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. Appreciate it. This course is fun. It's picturesque watching it on TV.
Many call it the Augusta National of the West.
Oh, okay. That's high praise for sure.
And I'm convinced Adam Scott's winning because he has a 9-wood in the bag this week. So go Adam Scott with that 9-wood.
I'm considering a 5 or 7-wood and ditching the hybrid.
See, I got a 7 and a 9, so I'm big 9-wood.
Yeah, you love it then.
You got to pry it out of my hands.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Have a good call today.
Thanks, guys. See you.
All right. Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. He joins us live. He's working PGA Tour Live this week. Yeah, BMW Championship. So they'll be going from 50 to 30 and then one final week next week for the Tour Championship, which coincides with us next
one
week,
final week,
our final week of our radio show. Wow, season flew here as well. But still fall golf, lots of good time to play here in Western New York. Let's hope we're playing into November and maybe even December. I'm going to get greedy and ask. Yeah, I'm going to ask for a couple of rounds in December this year. That's probably.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we're not going too far. We got the Winter Rules podcast that'll be coming up after the radio show ends this year.
That's right. We'll be doing that weekly for sure. Hey, I want to thank everybody here at the Lynx Golf and Tap for joining, rolling out the red carpet as always. Nick Latempio, the owner, good supporter of golf in Western New York. You heard what he's, supporting Anthony DeLisante. And if you want to book yourself some time here on the track, man, all the good numbers and reasons that we talked about it today, the Lynx Golf and Tap. com. If you want to get your league signed up for the fall, there's four different days you can do so. You can also do that on the website, again, thelinksgolfandtap.com. So, Jeff Blank, thank you for your work. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure you're following Jeff each and every day during the course of the PGA Tour rounds for his daily bets at Jeff Blank T2G on Twitter and on Instagram. That'll put a wrap here on things from the Lynx Golf and Tap. Stay tuned, though. Derek Kramer, Josh Schmidt coming up. Bills, Panthers, preseason game breakdown. None of the starters are playing. This is why we bring Derek and Josh in. They're going to give you all the interesting storylines of why you should be excited for this preseason game.
Every backup they'll have.
That's right. No pressure, Derek and Josh. I expect a lot of good breakdown today of this Bills v. Panthers. Can we just get to the regular season,
yeah, exactly,
please?
Let's get healthy.
That's right. No injury. Yes. Nobody else injured today, too. That's right. Thanks to Joe Callie back in our studios. And everybody here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. We'll talk to you next week right here, Tee to Green, every Saturday at 7 on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.